6:02, and I'd like to welcome everybody to the June 19th, 2024 Taney County Board of Adjustments meeting. If we could go ahead and establish a quorum, the explanation of public hearing procedures, presentation of exhibits, and the governing statutes.
Okay.
Corey Roebuck.
Present.
David Hurd.
Here.
Rick Persinger. Trent Edwards. And Rick Caudill.
Here.
You have quorum.
Okay.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone this evening to the June 19th, 2024 Board of Adjustment meeting and public hearing. Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Zoning Regulations, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence Exhibit A. Staff report for each case Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information from the Taney County Planning Commission and Taney County Board of Adjustment for each case is Exhibit C. Taney County Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D. The Taney County Planning Commission and Taney County Board of Adjustment meeting audio files is Exhibit E for all cases to be heard at this Board of Adjustment meeting and public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet before addressing the board, then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board and not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Your governing statutes, the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. 1. To hear and decide appeals, where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it, or which is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. And 3, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation, or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. Okay.
Okay. We'll move on to reviewing the...
I might try to call Trent now and just see if he's there before we get into your minutes. Trent, this is Dave Hurd. We're started the Board of Adjustment meeting.
Yeah.
Are you available?
Yeah, hey, Dave.
Okay. All right. Well, we're at the point where we are about to review and have action on the April 17th meeting minutes. So have all of the board members been able to review the April 17th meeting minutes? And if so, do we have a motion to approve?
I have reviewed them and would move to approve them in the current form.
I will second that.
Okay. Then we're going to go ahead and move on to the swearing
aye.
In. Aye. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Right. We'll move
aye.
In. Aye. We'll move on to swearing in the board members and the public hearing speakers. Anybody that would be wishing?
Nope, I'm ready.
Anybody that would be wishing to speak tonight, if you would please stand, raise your hand. You promise to state the truth to the best of your ability.
I do.
I do, okay. Then we'll move on to public hearing 2024-006V, Rhonda Mahoney.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and run through this PowerPoint showing location, and then I'll holler at you when I kind of get through it. Unless you all come up and watch it from there, if you want to.
Okay.
So your case number 24006V, Rhonda Mahoney, is seeking a lot size variance from the provisions of Article 9, Subdivision Design Criteria, Section 3, Lots, Table 1 of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations. As per Article 9, a subdivision of a parcel using an on-site septic system must be 2 acres or greater in size. The applicant is requesting the variance for the ability to split the approximate 0.84-acre parcel into 2 parcels. So if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance requests, that should be 24006B, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. Approval of a lot size variance from Article 9, Section 3, Table 1, lot size, requiring lots to be 2 acres or larger, allowing the applicant to subdivide the parcel into 2 parcels without both parcels being less than 2 acre minimum. The recording of a minor subdivision plat is required for the subdivision of the parcel. And 3, compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations. So this is at the very end of State Highway T in the Long Beach area. I've got the lot highlighted. So this is what was provided in your packet, a couple of drawings that I'll let them speak on. And then I just got some photos. So if you go back to here, you can see an existing home and an outbuilding. And what you're going to see is some construction in this location. So you can see the outbuilding and the new construction. And there's the existing structure. Just to give you a better visualization of what the property looks like. So I'm standing on the other side of T Highway. It's actually Long Beach Road at that point. And with that, I'll go ahead and let applicant come up. I think Mike's going to talk to you. So.
Okay.
Yep, you sure. Both can come up.
If you guys would, please state your name.
Mike Mahoney.
Okay.
Rhonda Mahoney.
Okay. Thank you.
That's my wife. First, I want to thank you guys for coming on a holiday to meet with us. That's awesome. And I'm not a very good public speaker, so please be patient with me. Okay. We're building our home. Can I walk up there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're building our new home. It's in progress right now. It's about right here. About right here. Okay. We're wanting to split the property because several reasons. here. Let's read this one first. Come on. Okay, I'm going to read that to them real quick. Her parents, my in-laws, at some point, we don't know if it's going to be really soon or a year or two from now, but they are going to need help. They're in their 80s, and they're going to live in that existing home right there. That we're going to help them because our house is right next door. But it's also going to help us because they want to buy the home from us and to relieve that debt from us. So in order for them to buy the home, it has to have its own property. We can't sell it if we can't sell a house if it sits on our property. Yeah, it has to have its own property. So that's the number one reason that we want to split it. And I do want to make a point too. One of the other videos, pictures. See this tree line right here? That's actually a tree, but see this tree line right there, the shadow? Right there?
Okay.
That little triangle. Liberty Electric owns that, and we have got a letter from
Jeff
Levita, I believe his name is. This summer, at the end of the summer, they're having a meeting, some kind of a, I forgot what the meeting is about, but it's a redoing a contract or something. And he said as soon as they're done with that, they are going to quiet title that to us. And so that's going to make that property about 1.5 acres opposed to the almost an acre that it is now. So it'll be more like 1.5 acres. So it's a little bit closer to the 2 acres that was discussed. So that's happening. It just hasn't happened yet. Yeah, and this is from her mom.
My parents, they sent an email.
Just as verification that...
It says, after much consideration, we've decided that sometime in the near future, we'll need to move near our daughter and son-in-law, as we're in our 80s and most likely we'll need assistance. However, we still prefer to live apart from them in our own home close by. So it's from them.
Do we need to give that to y'all?
No.
Okay. Okay. And so once they do come here, it would sure help us a lot if they could, because we can't afford both homes. That's the thing. I don't know if you guys know, but we were renting that out as an Airbnb, but we were told by Scott a while back that we can't do that without a permit, and plus it's considered a mother-in-law quarters right now because it's two homes on one lot. And so... We have, at the end of this month, is our last reservation, and we've blocked everything out. I think he checked. Did you check to see that we've
blocked? Oh, I haven't had a chance.
Okay, but we did. We blocked Thank everything you. Else yeah. after that. We're gonna drop the ad off Airbnb after the 30th of this month. So, but that has helped us because we were able to afford that house because the renters, they paid our mortgage and our utilities and the Wi-Fi. They pay everything there. We don't make much profit on it, but it does pay for all the bills there. So
we just wanted the property, just basically the property, and had we known, we would have tried to split it at the beginning instead of this whole house thing, you know.
We thought it would be an easy thing just to split it. We didn't know about the the regulations and all that.
All the stuff.
If we'd have done that first, before we started building our house, we would have known that, but we didn't know that.
And each of them have their own septic, their own well,
and their own address.
Their own address.
So our new house has a different address. So, yeah. This is the well house right here. That's going to be for the new home. The well for the old house is under the house. It's underneath the house. And the septic for this home is going to be back here. And we've got the permits for both of the septics right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's going to be two separate septics. So the septic for the new home is going to be back here, and the leach lines are going to go out this way into Liberty's property. We've already got permission. We got the email from Jeff saying that it's okay to use that for our leach lines for now, because eventually it's going to be ours anyway this summer. So so septic here, leach lines out there, and then the septic over here for this house is going to come around. They're redoing them because they were clogged.